it bombards us with images of carrying out this whole myth of black inferiority daily, hourly, by the minute, constantly reinforcing it in all these different ways that we talk about in the book. And these are the kinds of subtle images that we're constantly being bombarded with.
And basically, they've been effective, is what you're saying.
They have been. It is the most effective advertising campaign in the history of this country. The myth, selling the myth of blacks being inferior. And that's part of the brainwashing.
But that part is not necessarily coming from the white culture, isn't it? Isn't that coming from the black culture?
Well, the thing about brainwashing, Cheryl, is that once a principle of brainwashing is that the brainwashed becomes the brainwasher.
Becomes the brainwasher, okay.
Right. The hurt. The abused become the abuser. That is a natural component of brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in all these areas, we at some point in our history have taken on our own victimization. We take it over.